Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being flexible about switching the day. I appreciate that and appreciate doing it at the last minute. I had this opportunity to be in an all-day mastermind with Bill Barron that I'm just thrilled about, a small group, and I had put it on the calendar, but my appointments didn't get moved until I realized as I was leaving town on Friday that was happening, or Thursday, whenever it was, Wednesday, and Lynn went ahead and helped me reschedule those things. So sorry that you didn't get the message, Lisa. She did say she emailed everybody about that. So I appreciate your flexibility.
No, it's okay. Unfortunately, I'm a nerd, and I read all the newsletters you send out, so I saw it there.
Oh, okay, good. So anything I learned there, which is going to be, it's a whole thing about how to really effectively deliver teleseminars and preview teleseminars, a whole bit, how he's done it and really upped how his conversions. And I think that's something all of us, if we're not doing them now, you're going to be doing soon in order to promote your programs. So everything that I learned there, I will be sharing, so no worries about that. So let's go ahead and just have a quick check-in. I'd love to just go around and just say one success that you'd like to, one thing you're happy about that you'd like to share that we can celebrate with you. And we'll just go around quickly with each person, and then we'll go around and see what kind of support we can all give you. So let's start. I'm just going to go down my list here. Let's start with Jane.
Let's see, one success. Business-wise, let's see, I signed somebody in the last month.
All right.
I'm doing a three-month consult. That's about it. I really haven't done anything over the summer.
Okay, well, cool. Well, and you've had some fun vacationing stuff too, though, right? You had a birthday and you did some travel. And.
Yeah, just recently. I've actually been sick most of the summer.
Oh,
so it's been a very rough summer for me.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
So that's okay. Oh. We don't need to dwell on that.
You want to okay. So we'll get back on track with your launch for your liver thing when we have our next. Do we have our next private call scheduled? We'll have to make sure and get you. Okay. So get you back on track there. Great. Well, congratulations on signing somebody new. That's awesome. Allison.
Hi, everybody. My success has been I'm finally getting to understand the platform that I've got my list on, which is Coaches Consult, and it's going to be really streamlined together. And I found that there is a way of syncing the personal hormones questionnaire into my website without a very poor old-fashioned page beforehand. So that's my success.
Oh, great. Great. That'll help a lot. Super. Super. All right. So, Steph.
Hey. So we had an awesome virtual hangout webinar yesterday. Totally wicked. We had a really good time.
Yeah. So, awesome.
I was there. It was great.
Oh, you were there?
Yes. It was great. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. How many people did you have show up? Was it a good show up?
So the most that were there were 34, and they were there for the majority of the day. Some people had to come and go, and yeah.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great turnout. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. She's just rocking it. And did you, well, we'll talk about it when we get to our breakout.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa, how about you?
I just got yet another 3-month program person. Yes. Came through the strategy session, and of course I shouldn't count my chickens before they hatch or whatever. He hasn't paid for it yet, but that's a really complicated case, ulcerative colitis with no colon, and that's going to be challenging for me. And I was like freaking out that doctors would take out a colon, but they have. And And 38 years old. Yeah.
Oh, horrible. Well, she's in good hands because you're such a digger and a researcher. And if there's something way to help her, you'll find it. And yeah. I know that.
Well, it's a he. It's my first male client. Well, not my first male
client.
It's a male. But my first male. It was my first male complicated client.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
I was just, but I was really thrilled. So it's really all this my internal stuff. It seems to be working. Now I've got to do. Well, we'll get to that. My external stuff. My online things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's great. But the thing is, if you've got your ability to enroll clients from a strategy session, that can carry you while you're building up the rest of it. So while there was a time-consuming, it's a good hefty chunk of income at a time that you can use to help you ride. And that's it's a great way to do it. So good job. So I'll let you guys choose who would like to start. Like in terms of what kind of support you need today. Anybody? Want to go first? Otherwise, I will choose. Nobody? Okay. So let's go down the list again. How about James? For a while, and so what's your thoughts about, stepping back in, and what do you want to do first, and how can we support you?
I think right now, so I today and tomorrow, I'm kind of in the middle of a spiritual retreat for myself. I am really trying to get grounded, and September is really good for me. It's a good flow month to get me going again. And I know that's just my cycle, which is good. But one of the things that I'm really, I'm stretched too thin right now. And I am, and the reason why I'm taking the spiritual retreat because I'm looking at dumping a big project and it has to do with my church. So I need to dump that project because they're draining me, and I'm not getting support for what would be a really wonderful thing to move them forward. So that's kind of where I am right now, and I think I have to clean my slate and get rid of stuff to move forward. And there's just been a lot of kind of emotional turmoil in my house. Just because Paul just got demoted, and so it's been a little rough. So that's why I'm putting me first. And I think in moving to Wisconsin, it's becoming very clear this is not the area that I should be living in. And the universe is speaking out loudly to me through Paul. to both of us, actually, that we need to seek and be somewhere else. So it's been a real challenge in so many different ways. But that's what I'm doing is I need to clear my slate, and I really need to sit down and look at my business. And yeah, I do want to do group things. Like I love group stuff, and I just need to move my butt and get that going. But the individual one-on-one, I really don't like. and I think that, I'm kind of coming to terms with that too, and really what I want my business, what I want it to be. I still have some really great ideas, and, I'll see what comes of it. But I think in the next couple of days, I just need to clear. And I need to take some things off of the calendar.
And how do you feel about approaching the people you need to approach to get this this church thing off the calendar? Are you feeling
the reason why I'm taking the spiritual retreat because I have a lot of anger and I don't want to approach this person with anger. And so I'm trying to get myself in a really good place of grounding so that I can have a good, a healthy break, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I'm doing. It's very clear that I'm not a fit. And I just have to realize that, you know, I'm resonating at a whole different level than they are, and where they want to be. And, And
awesome.
That's huge for me, because it's that's huge to let go of and acknowledge that and take responsibility, you know, for actually moving out of the way.
Yeah,
so.
It's really good that you're doing that. And it's really good to acknowledge that, because so many times we continue things out of guilt, like we should be doing this, should be contributing to the church, whatever it is. And then it just, the resentment gets bigger and bigger. And
I've been taking a lot of abuse. I mean, literally, I've been taking abuse from parishioners, from beacons. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't need this.
No, not at all. Not at all. And you're so wise to stop and feel like, oh, hey, I have anger. I can't approach this with anger. I have to feel, approach this with the, from the standpoint of problem solving and solution, and that solution might be cutting the cord, and probably is cutting the cord, and coming from what I learned this weekend from a very, very high-end kind of organizational management person talking about organizing projects and things not going well. And she said, we get into the victim loop. And when you stay in the victim loop, the communication just breaks down. You can't communicate from there. So it's taking like a break to move yourself to the point where you can think clearly and then get into the accountability loop, like looking at what's my part and what's their part, right? And not blaming, because we get into the victim loop and we start blaming ourselves for not taking care of things right, or for the other people, but it's still a blame loop. And we have to get into the, okay, this is how I see it, and this is my part in it, and this, you know, how do we resolve this, because it can't keep going on this way, or whatever the situation is you want to do. So it's great. I mean, that's exactly what you need to do, is take that time to get out of that victim loop and move into something where you can move towards a peaceful resolution.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I really feel like I've, like, dropped. I feel like I've come down. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm better than or that. I'm just saying where I did resonate, leaving San Francisco, I feel like I've actually dropped my, I've tried to drop my resonation, you know, to fit in here, and I don't fit in. And I don't think I should have to.
No.
So.
No.
So
it's
huge.
Yeah.
So I went to, I went to a Patricia Cotarobo seminar. I don't know if anybody knows her. It was a whole spiritual retreat yesterday, just to bathe in the light and just get clarity and, you know, move, you know, forward with confirmation and you know, move, because spirituality is a big part of my business. And I think one of the things that I really struggle with, and probably why I don't move forward, is I'm trying to figure out, you know, how do I meld the two together? You know, what is it going to look like? Because spirituality is so big with me. You know, and I understand the mental, emotional, spiritual piece of it probably better than the physical, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think my challenge with this program has been, because it's focused on a lot on physical, that that's been a challenge for me, because, you know, I want to be in the spiritual realm all the time. So and you know, I need to work in both. So it's all coming to light. And I know it seemed like procrastination, and I actually have sabotaged myself this summer. That's why I was sick. And I've done some self-sabotage, and it was quite an awakening.
Good.
So,
well,
so my
I'm
big,
glad you
so my awake. My big. Go ahead.
Hello? I can't hear anybody.
Hello? So I guess. I guess my big goal is really just getting rid of stuff so that I can let in what it is I need to let in and get started on this project. I just got to get my cleanse up.
Yeah. And that cleanse is such a melting of your spiritual plus your physical, because it's very physical. It's very much grounded in the physical, but you incorporate so much of the spirituality and the emotional piece and giving yourself the freedom to just allow that to be a reflection of who you are rather than what you think other people are expecting it to be.
Yeah, yeah. There's also fear around that cleanse too, right? Because, I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do, right?
Right.
There's still fear, and I've got to clear that. There's still fear about releasing that to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and being vulnerable, you know, being judged, right? I mean, because there's a lot of judgment behind that cleanse. You know, there's a lot of people's opinions.
Yeah.
You know, you either like it or you don't, and so you know that's a big thing for me to push through. So,
Right, and stay in it. And there's ways that you can pre-qualify. I know you have your little questionnaire, but there may be just a little, you know, this cleanse is by application only. You have to qualify.
Right.
And if we don't think you're qualified, we will give you a refund. So sign up, but if we don't think you're qualified. And then you get really dedicated people. So we can talk about strategies for that as well. Yeah.
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 So that's
right.
Where I am.
And say it again. That's where you are.
I said that's where I am. That's where I am.
Yeah. And where you are is exactly where you need to be right now. So just trust that, you know, trust that from the spiritual level too, that where you are is where you need to be. And in taking this time to go inward, you will help yourself move forward into a place where you need to be. And I think that, you know, you call it procrastination, but I don't indeed feel like it's procrastination. I feel like it's just you getting that message but not really being clear what the message was about, that, wait a minute, something's not right here.
Yeah.
We always need to honor that. So thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to support you. However, you know, whatever comes through that, I'll support you through that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, I have my super deep desire is to run a very large company, which is why I think the one-on-ones and the little are driving me so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because my vision is above
an
individual.
Your vision is big. Mm-hmm. Is the vision to run your own very large company or to run a very large company that's aligned with your mission regardless of whose company it is? Like, do you want to be the CEO of some sort of, you know, big company that's aligned with your values? Or do you want
the CEO of the company? Well, that's funny you should say that, because that actually has been coming into my field over the last week about it doesn't have to be mine.
Yeah.
And that's what's been coming through.
Right.
So, again, you know, another reason why I'm just kind of going into the spiritual tree, I just need to, you know, open up and just be open to the possibility.
Yeah. And that openness is where the light comes in. The light can't come into a closed room, right? So you've got to
exactly
open windows. You're letting the light in, and some new things are going to hit you that you maybe didn't think of before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you complete, or do you have anything else that you would like to add?
I'm complete.
Super. Thank you for sharing. Allison, you're up.
Hi. Jane, thank you so much for sharing that, because
And I hope you feel better now and continue to feel a lot better through September with your self-nurturing. And thank you so much for looking after yourself in this time. I was just writing down my expectations for today and the troubles. And when you were saying about self-sabotage, well, Rita Marie knows, I just self-sabotage all the time. It's just got beyond a joke. It's so ridiculous. My expectations for today is really sort of clarity. I've got this lead. I've made a note of them, how many client inquiries I've got. People are waiting for me to get back to them. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people who are actually asking for appointments and I haven't got back to them. It's ridiculous. And my VA team, which Rita Marie knows, and some of you know, I've had to sack my VA team. I owe them £8,000, which is like $12,000. And that's just 2 months' work. And I just can't understand how they just kept running away with my business, in a way. So I'm sort of looking at what I like about what I do. And then you get this, in the background, there's the fact my mum's about to have a coronary bypass operation and valve replacement tomorrow. And I've been visiting her nearly every day and translating for my siblings all the medical stuff that's been going on and liaising with the nurses and things. So that's sort of a pressure. And then the finances. So, it's this complicated thing of running a team. And I was talking to Rita Marie about it earlier, and she says that even at the very highest level, like Phil Barron and people, running your team is the biggest headache until you find the right people, and you have to keep trying until you find the right people. And it's always in a state of flux. Now, Jane was talking about not sitting in at church, and I went to the PSA meeting yesterday, which is this Saturday, the Professional Speaking Association, which is like the National Speaking Association, and I'm a member. I've been a member since May of last year. But the weekend before, I went to a Joanna Martin event about speaking, and I felt at the end of it, wow, I can do this, because she was being really low-key and just being herself. And I could see that you could do it by just being yourself without having to be this charismatic extrovert that prances on the stage. And then yesterday, the Saturday, I just felt like I don't fit in. And this guy who was up last, I actually stood up and spoke. There was somebody who was analysing people, and I put my hand up because I haven't spoken there recently enough, and I've just got to keep pushing myself out into this dreadful fear of public speaking on a regular basis. And I stood up there, and the person who was critiquing wasn't critiquing what we were saying, but she was like a spiritual person who could see inside at my fear. And so she was talking about that, which left me feeling quite vulnerable, which is good, you know, it's part of it. But the last speaker was talking about hormones, and he's got this successful business working with corporates on getting them to get fit. He's like a personal trainer, and he does nutrition, and he does hormones. And I left at the end of that thinking, who am I to think that I can do this? I mean, this is just ridiculous. This guy, I mean, obviously when you rationalize it, you can see that his target market is different than mine, you know. The menopausal women aren't going to be attracted to him, and the corporate big guys aren't going to be attracted to me, and that's fair enough. But I just felt so small at the end of Saturday, which is a pity, because Friday I'm celebrating my birthday, and yesterday I had a day off celebrating my birthday, going to a public garden that I go to. So I was looking at what I see, preparing for this call, and what I see that I enjoy in my NHS work, and it's listening. I enjoy coming up with a management plan. I enjoy education and motivation, inspiring and empowering, and I'm frustrated that there's so little time in which to do it. And then what I don't enjoy is the pressure of time, the pressure to prescribe, and the pressure on the budget, and having to deal with this other thing with the NHS work, which is that I'm having to deal with all clients. I can't dismiss, for example, I can't dismiss a client who's not prepared to change because it's a state-run system. So
right.
That's interesting reflection, you know. And the challenge is that I think differently. I think differently to other doctors, but I also think differently to a lot of the people in the NEP because the IME, because I've got the understanding of why doctors behave the way they do with the pressure of managing vast populations. When I'm looking at the blood analysis program and things like that, I'm thinking, my God, you know, there's no way that I could even do that for one of my NHS patients because I'm having to deal with so many results in a day. And I'm just sort of trying to think how these come together. And I don't like confrontation and debate, I see. But I want to show people the best of both worlds because I can see both sides. And, you know, statins aren't always bad, and nor are vaccinations, but they're certainly not all good either. And, you know, there's evidence in all directions all the time. And then I find myself self-sabotaging, which is why there's this situation with this VA team. I've been going through all the evidence about my VA team to try and put together a complaint so that I can ask not to pay the full amount that they're charging, because the VA was charging £40 an hour for even uploading the names and addresses, names and email addresses, from my event in July, even though I said my son could do it for like a fiver an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And when I was looking at the emails that they sent around for the original agreement, they originally said they would do five hours of admin a week, but they've been charging, but, you know, in the end, because I have so much that I need to outsource, I have so much stuff that I need to outsource, I've given them much more than that. And right from the start, I said, but I want a VA that's like £7 an hour, $10 an hour, you know? And I got stuck into this situation where they kept doing more and more for me, and I was so relieved because they were thinking for me, they were brainstorming for me, they did such a fantastic job with my website. The postcards that I handed out at the event was fabulous, and the thing that they did for me, the actual stand they did for me was just perfect. It was just perfect to have that little table and two chairs and intimately talk to these people. And then because I didn't make it absolutely clear, because I wasn't clear myself whether I should book these people for free strategy sessions or paid for strategy sessions or what, they never followed up with them, and I've got them on my list, but I haven't been in touch with them. I said right from the start back in May, I want an evening to go out every 2 to 4 weeks, and not one evening has gone out. And I know it's because I've still got too much on my plate, and I've still not got, and I'm spending so much time worrying about all this money and about the fear of not behaving like other doctors, and the fear of wanting to do things differently. It's just my heart and soul are still in deep turmoil, really. But I know what I said to Rita Marie a couple of weeks ago, the people who are being referred to me and who are attracted to me are the perimenopausal hormone balance women. And those are the people that I can help most, that I get on well with most, busy professional women particularly, but educated women. And I just need to be who I am. And I've been saying for ages I need to start a video blog and some videos and put some videos on my website, because then people will relate to me. They're not just reading some writing, some copywriting, which may be excellent, but most of the time it's not actually even my writing. So it's not going to reflect me as much as a video of me. But I keep being fearful of things going wrong, of what happens if I forget, you know, and I keep nearly doing the videos. And I know that's the way to get, you know, just to send a personal video to everybody who signed up at the Love Natural Love Organic show would be a great start. One of the problems is that they all gave me their email addresses and not the phone numbers, but that's not really a problem. That's just me making excuses that there's a problem. Because, you know, at the end of the day, all I need to do is send out an email saying, oh, fill in this strategy session form with your phone number and we can chat, you know? So I'm still running round and round in circles now, or sticking my head in the sand like an ostrich or something. And, you know, this list of needs are just a few of the ones that are in my inbox, because I get so many emails that they're just lost there because my VA didn't enter them into Coach's Console or enter them into a spreadsheet because I never asked her to. And there's still, and I know there's so much I can do. I mean, my kids who came to that show with me in the beginning of July, they were so proud of me. They said, I had no idea how much what you do is needed. That's what they said to me. And they said they were proud of me. And I just, every time I sit down at the computer, I just, my head turns to mush.
So I think, you know, I'm going to stop you there because you're going down a steep spiral here. And it's a spiral of, you know, self-deprecation, and you don't deserve that, right? So I hear you. You're feeling defeated. You're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling time pressured. You're feeling like people didn't deliver what they said they should. But I want to go back to the deserving part, right? There are the whole thing you said about hearing this guy talk about how successful and he's doing all this stuff. What if instead of looking at that as, oh, my God, who am I to do this, is like, wow, look at what he's done, and he doesn't even have half of my training and credentials. Imagine what I could do, right? There is a market for this. So looking at someone else's success, not as like, oh, you know, what's wrong with me, but wow, look at what's possible for me. Look at what's possible for me, right? So that's one way, and really, you know, things that can boost your self-esteem. But when we look back at, there's 8 people waiting for you to get back to them about appointments. What keeps you from responding? What are you afraid of is going to happen if you respond?
I'm still unclear as to whether to offer them. Yeah, some of them are wanting. I suppose what I need to do is just scrap the strategy session script. And, you know, there's a strategy session script, and the strategy session idea is all around not giving so much information that people go away and try it rather than signing up with you. And I see that. It's really important. It's knowing that there's a certain way I should do it is holding me back. And what I really need to do is ring them up, speak to them and say, what is it that you need? What is it you want? And then make them an offer.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't really it's about the Treasure Island and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're getting hung up on having to have it script and do a certain way. And a script is great for giving you guidelines of what you should and shouldn't say or could and shouldn't say, not necessarily should. And each one is going to be slightly different. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I had a strategy session with Bill Barron several years ago before I started coaching with him privately. And I had listened to his Master of Enrollment before going on that strategy session. And what I realized is that he doesn't follow his own script. He flows and ebbs with what's going on. And it was really a valuable lesson to me to say, yeah, it's a guideline. And he didn't follow it exactly. He flowed with me. He connected with me on a very deep level that really moved me to say, I want to work with this guy. And I didn't feel like, oh, man, I know his script. Ha, ha, ha. I know what he's doing to me. Ha, ha, ha. No. Didn't feel like that at all. And that's where you infusing you into the process, just being you, not being who you think you should be. And there are tons of people who will resonate with you, who will see you, your beauty, your passion for helping them, and are going to say, yeah, I want to work with you. So sometimes we just have to feel the fear and do it. And say, I'm going to call 2 of these people every day this week and just connect with them without caring about the outcome. when we spoke, when Bill spoke, the big takeaway for me when he spoke on our call for the whole group was you're not selling them on you. You're selling them on the concept of what it is like to be radiantly healthy. What is them getting their hormones in control, getting their moods in control? What is that going to get them for their life? And you just disconnecting from the fact that whether they work with you or not, you're successful if they leave that call committed to doing something differently as a result of that connection. And some will, some won't. Even Bill has, I mean, he thinks he's up to a 75% success rate on his strategy sessions, but even him, right? There's 25% of them who it's going to feel like failure. It's going to feel like rejection because they said no. And it's just a numbers game. And if you feel like you connected with them and you've handled their objections and their no is coming from a place of great, thank you, and this is not the right thing for me right now, you bless them and let them go. Then you take away part of that fear. And part of the fear is rejection. A big part of that fear for everyone, whether we admit it or not, is that feeling of rejection that we take personally when we put our best foot forward and then someone says no. Is that resonating at all?
Yeah.
So feel the fear, face it, and just before you get on, do a grounding and say, whatever the outcome of this, I will have touched a life that needs touching. Whether they choose me or not, I want to touch their life. I want them to walk away feeling like, wow, that was a valuable experience. Be connected with me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what can you do before you get on a call like that to let the fear go? Do you have something? Do you have like a meditation you can do, a clearing, a grounding?
Yes.
Perfect.
All of that. Breathing, grounding, meditation.
Yes. Yes.
Love
you
into the situation.
Call. You start with the intent of love, compassion, and a deep desire to help. Whether they say yes or no, you start from that place and they feel it. And
yeah.
Let the script go once you get on the call. Practice it beforehand. Okay, I'm going to connect with them. I'm going to find out what their dreams and passions are. I'm going to find out where they're stuck. I'm going to help them create the gap. And then I'm just going to listen. I'm going to offer them one or two suggestions so they get that I can help them. I'm going to say, oh, I observed this from what you just said. It could be this imbalance. And what I would do if we were working together is I would test you for this or I would test you for that. I see great stuff. You know, just really encouragement. Don't worry about the outcome. Just connect. And I know you can do that because you're a connector.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let the script go. Let the whole idea of doing it right go. Just be there in the moment, because when you're in the moment thinking about the script, you're not in the moment and you're not there with them, and they feel it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you can do that, and I feel for you with your mom, and I know it's a lot of stress, and I'm sending you lots of love there because I know how frustrating that is for dealing with it. But the thing I've learned, and then going on to the A-team, the thing I've learned about dealing with people is we think they should know and read between the lines of what needs to happen, but inevitably, unless you hire somebody, even if you hire somebody, I'm going to say because I've done it both ways, hire somebody at a higher level who is supposed to know, like as a project leader, project manager type, they still need a lot of direction. I get really clear on your outcome. I understand they should know that they should be doing follow-up. They should know that they should be doing certain things. And if they consistently are not, then they're not the right team for you. And it does sound like, personally, spending $12,000 in 2 months for the BA team at the level you're at is totally out of line. Totally out of line. Right? And if they're not doing the things they're supposed to do, you should not be paying somebody 40 pounds an hour with that $60 an hour to do data entry. That's a high school kid job. That's a job that you can get a VA team in the Philippines to do rote stuff. You can go to elance.com and get somebody for $10, $12 an hour at the most to do stuff like that. And I will share it with all of you once I get it done. I'm working on, for my own business, what are all the actual tasks that I need done? Because I've made mistakes there, too, in the hiring of people. I've hired people and expected them to know what they're supposed to do and not really define their role. What are all the tasks I need to have happen? What quality, what level of person do I need? If I'm going to just have somebody that designs Infusionsoft campaigns and sets up things in Infusionsoft, that's not going to be the same person that does the data entry for those emails that go into Infusionsoft, even though it's an Infusionsoft job, right? And it's really knowing, no, you're not going to pay $40 for 40 pounds an hour to have somebody do data entry, but you will pay $40 or 40 pounds an hour to have somebody design a campaign for you or design a web page for you. It's just differentiating those tasks. It's very important to do. And I'll share with you once I get this. I have an org chart I put together, and I'm laying out every single task. I'll be happy to share that with you, and you guys can put it together in your own level, for your own level of business, which isn't as complicated as mine is at this point. Okay?
Cool.
That should help. Okay? That
should
help a lot.
Yeah.
But go to elance.com. They renamed it. Go to odesk.com.
Yes,
and those low-level tasks, get somebody to do it.
Upwork. It's called Upwork now.
Upwork.
That's right. Thank you.
Right. And for the other stuff, like the stuff they're doing, like in terms of researching and writing blog posts for you, and making sure that the keyword make sure that they're doing the keyword stuff on that, that's brilliant. That's stuff that you want to pay somebody a higher level for. Because that's not something that a $10 an hour person from Upwork would be able to do. So it's really a matter of you just taking some moments to just lay it out. And you, instead of jumping in, is to really identify what you need. And I can help you with that on our next longer coaching call. I can help you and we can lay it out.
Yeah.
Because I want to free you up from that overwhelming day-to-day, like, minutiae plus the cost, to really start bringing some income in, doing what you're brilliant at, which is connecting with people and inspiring people. And helping them, you have something unique. A lot of people out there that are doing menopause, help people with menopause, they're health coaches that were trained at IIM.
Yeah.
They're just self-taught. You have the knowledge. You're a medical doctor. You've worked with this. You've had much experience. And that's what sets you apart, that combination of being a medical doctor and being like the spiritual kind of person that looks to guides. Wow. You don't lead with that, but that's where you transform people. And there's ways in your marketing that you're going to attract those people that are going to be more open and intelligent and looking for that, but you don't lead with it. And getting you out there, that's something I'm dedicated to doing. You know, I've seen what you're doing with people in DRC. I've gotten some amazing feedback about how they love how you connect and how great you are. So you have what it takes. Just getting your subconscious. There's some self-sabotage in there that's coming out. It's not a blame. It's really getting in touch with that. And there are a couple of ways that you can get in touch with that. And just start in your meditations, in your connections, asking to speak to that part of you that's trying to protect you from ridicule, from shame, from whatever it is. It's a part of you that's serving you, that's self-serving, but it's also sabotaging. And you oftentimes have these little conversations with that part when you're in a good meditative state and make deals. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does that help at all?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Is there anything more? Thank
you. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Good. You're welcome. You're welcome. So should we move on to Steph?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey.
Yeah, this has been a really good call on kind of a theme, I think. I think I'm going to join that theme.
Like a chord? Yeah, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to interject your time because I think that everybody feels just like, oh, I don't have the confidence, or oh, I don't have this, I'm not good enough, and all these other people, they have all this confidence, they have all this stuff. And I'm going to give you my key to that, to gaining that confidence. Just fake it till you make it. You don't know how many times I've gotten up there in front of people and said, holy cow, I better be careful. They may find out that I don't know as much as they think I know. Oh, my God, am I good enough? Oh, my God, look at what that person over there is doing. Look at what that person over there is doing. And they have half my skill set. They have half my training. And look at the success they've had. Been doing that for years. Finally getting into a place where I'm getting beyond that. But it happens for everybody. It happens for everybody. I have masterminds with people who you would recognize their names of, who this stuff comes out for.
Wow.
It's just nature. It's human nature, and it's you just have to talk to those voices, talk them down off the shelf, and say, you know what? What I have to offer these people and the change and the difference I can make in this world is more important than my comfort in this moment. And I'm going to step beyond
right.
that. I'm going to do what I'm here to do. I'm going to do what I have the skill to do, the talent to do, what I'm called to do. And I'm going to help these people. And I don't care that I don't feel safe right now. I'm going to allow myself to jump in, and I'm going to work on how do I make myself feel safe. But the only way to make yourself feel safe in some of those situations is to jump in and go, wow, that went well. Wow. And you have some things that you can just like say, oh, well, that went well, and I felt like a fraud before I started, but wow, people got benefit. And the more of that you do, the more you that feeling goes away. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
And doing a grounding before each call, doing a grounding before each teleseminar, doing some kind of grounding for yourself and some reinforcement is so critical. And you are going to feel uncomfortable, and you have to step into the discomfort, and the discomfort goes down and down and down every time you step into it and have something great that you can learn from it. So with that said, Steph, you're on.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's relevant to me for sure. But yeah, I think that this week I finally got the difference between service and sacrifice. Like it's totally makes sense to me now.
Tell us that, because that's
yeah.
everybody can benefit from. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. There's just like this switch that has flipped in my brain that is like, I've been running myself ragged.
Yep.
And I had a lot of really deep introspection regarding the price point for the next program that I'm offering people, and how I want to set up my business and what's really important in my life and why the heck I'm even doing this. And I had to choose between doing something that I think, you know, more people would do that would help them a bit and keep me up really late at night, to choosing another thing which would be funner for me. Funner is totally a word. It would be funner for me, and there would be less people. and I would get to provide more of a complete transformation for them. And I chose to do the latter, and I chose that even if nobody registers for my program, I don't give a boop, because that's the program that I want to like provide for people. And there's a lot of other programs that that they can choose from, and I can recommend those to them if they don't want to do my program. And if nobody signs up at all, then I have a lot of free time, which is worth something. My time is worth something. The time between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. when I'd be like scrambling to get stuff done is actually worth something to me.
Right.
So yep. Either I'm going to have money or I'm going to have time. I'm not going to have none of either. Does this make sense to anybody?
Ideally, you're going to have both.
Right. Ideally, I would have both, but I'm not going to have neither because neither is not working for me.
Right, exactly. There you go. It's a win either way. Right. And if you offer a program and nobody says yes, then you reevaluate, well, what is it that I'm offering is not resonating with what people need, or I haven't created the value point enough for it for them to pay the money that I need for it. Because let me tell you, I'm in this workshop over this weekend, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of different kinds of coaching. And some of it, which we might not consider as valuable as what we do, charging a heck of a lot of money. Like somebody charging, you know, $20,000 for a VIP day to teach people about their sexuality.
Yeah, I know, right?
Or right? Or people doing like
I meant things,
but,
I totally agree.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, and people are willing to spend the money if you create the value for them. So
yeah.
For you, if you're going to offer the next level of programs at a higher price point, you're going to do it with strategy sessions because a web page isn't going to work. If it's more than $9.97, even in this room approaching $9.97, it ain't going to fly unless you actually talk to the person, right?
Right. Well, I'm not doing a sales page. I'm not doing a sales page. I already offered it in my webinar.
An application.
I'm not.
You're going to offer a new webinar, and you're going to have an
application. It's already done.
Right?
It's done. Yeah, there's no application. It's done. I already did it yesterday.
Done.
I'm done.
You offered it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But
so,
when you say
yeah.
it's done, that concerns me. Because when you say it's done, that means for the people that were on the call, it's done. They heard it once.
Right, but there's the recording, too. Yeah.
That. There's more than that, right? It's a reach out and touch and a series of emails afterwards. So don't cut yourself short on this. And don't cut them short on it. It takes multiple touches to hear the same thing before they get it. We had more sales on the grand thing. If I had stopped at giving them a seminar and then giving them a recording and then left it at that, we would have had maybe 50 people in the program. But I didn't stop there, and we have 375. And I spoke to them. We only had a few people in it, and you're going, huh? Right? Because and those people are going to get the transformation they need. So I don't cut yourself short on this. You made that offer. That was your one offer, right? You need the follow-up of emails and then saying, hey, listen, but you have to consolidate that offer onto, it could be just a piece of paper. It could be just a PDF document that says, this is what I'm offering. This is the application. This is how you have to be qualified. And if you think you want to be qualified, then X, Y, Z. So don't, it's not over now. It's not over.
Right.
What price point did you set it at?
Okay, so it's a live retreat, and it's $19.97.
Great. And it's in person.
Yeah. It's in person, yeah.
And how many people max?
So I'd like to have 10. I mean, I'd like to have it keep it small. So, yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. I had, after the call yesterday, there were 20 people on when I went into my offer. And I had so far 6 people email to ask for more information. So I think I'll do strategy sessions with them.
But okay, here's the deal. 20 people were still on the call. It was the end of that. So even if you think you did a good job of making the offer, if you described it in detail, you created value, you created interest, then you go in and edit out that piece. Edit out that piece and send it to people separately.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
I see.
Or you record another piece of it.
Yeah.
And you can also transcribe it if you think you did an awesome job of presenting it. Then you transcribe it and you have that as a PDF document. Okay? But people need to hear it. They need to see it. Right? And they need to hear it multiple times. We can get you your 10 people. I have no doubt about it.
I see. Okay. Okay, so take the video, edit out that part, and send the people like a link, basically, to hear the thing
and
again.
Hey, by the way, we have this awesome retreat. People got these great benefits, and don't be shy about promoting what kind of benefit it was for people on the call. And I understand it was a weekend, and you may not have been able to make it. And, you know, here's the recording. And I just wanted to let you know about a very time-sensitive, limited offer that I made to a few people in the program, a very small percentage of the people in the program who can want to step further in this and take it deeper. And you make, you know, that urgency of scarcity, because it's true. It is an awesome opportunity. If everybody in the program said yes to it, you would have to turn people away. And I know I'm going to have to turn people away for this. So hurry up and get your application in. Listen to this short video clip describing it, and then this is the process. Whenever you decide the process, send me an email and we'll have a conversation or fill in this application or whatever, you know, you feel most comfortable with.
Right.
But make it easy for them to talk to you about it. And when you get on the phone with them, you're fully in your confidence that it is worth way more than what you're charging. That they're going to get an amazing value in transformation, not transportation, they'll have to handle that themselves. But you are going to provide your best work yet to a very small group, and you're looking forward to it, and you hope that they are going to be one of those. And that's your next piece to work on.
Right.
Because if you get 10 people in that, at $2,000 each, that's $20,000 for a day of your time and then whatever prep. And you know you can do it.
Oh, it's 3 days, but yeah, totally.
Whoa. 3 days for $19.97 and it's a private 10? Holy crap.
I know. But, or whatever word is better than but, that gives us a day to work on like self-assessments, and it gives us a day to work on food, and it gives us a day to work on like customizing something for them that they can then take away. And I mean, I have the space here, or we could rent a smaller space somewhere in the States. Like, I don't know. I think I can send people.
Good.
I can afford it.
Down, girl. Don't rent anything for that price. However, that needs to be put as part of your thing. I'm doing this for a very small group this first time. I am way undercharging for it. It could be costing five times as much the next time I offer it. And I'm offering it just to you guys who are here in the program who I already have a relationship with. But this is going to be something that will evolve to be something that is worth it. Because if you do an event with the idea like I do Shine or SIV, I give amazing value, a three-day event for like $400 or $300 or whatever ridiculous price we charge.
Because it's like pretty much free.
It's pretty much free because my goal is to get as many people in that room so that we can help them to make the next level and make that multi-$1,000 investment. Okay?
Right.
And that's the only reason, because we lose money doing those events if we didn't have the back end.
Right. So with 10 people, it's not like I'm going to,
You're not going to make a killing for 3 days of your time for $20,000 and all the prep that goes into it. But they're going to have an amazing transformation.
Yeah.
And when you say the price, instead of being apologetic like you might tend to be, you're going, and I know you're not going to believe this, but I'm practically giving it away. All of this is just $19.97. And if you were to do, this private, et cetera, and really make the value, make yourself feel comfortable in the value first.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah. that's
awesome. And then it gives you the ability to really fine tune it and know what it costs you, what kind of time goes into it, and what you need to get out of it the next time. So they're paying you to do market research, basically, and they're getting amazing value. And you're getting amazing value because you're going to get the feedback.
Yeah.
And you're going to include meals with that. You're going to include food, right, because you're going to make food at your house. And
yeah.
So it's a steal.
Yeah, I do have someone, coming through the food. Yeah. Kind of a steal. Yeah.
So do you feel like it's a phenomenal value for that?
I do. And I did when I made the offer. Like, I feel like, wow, actually, this is a really good deal.
Good. So if you feel like you did a great job of making the offer, pull the clip. If you don't, then record something.
Right. Yeah, there's some stuff I didn't do. Like, I did a time limiter of 72 hours, but I didn't do a fast action bonus. So the people that probably would have click the button are all like, hey, I want to talk to you more about it. So I think that's my learning curve.
Yeah, but you know that when anything's an in-person thing, our success at doing fast action bonuses and whatever else, when we're offering a live event on a call, is abysmal. We'll get maybe one or two people clicking for our, $397, whatever it is, thing.
Right
away. Because they have to think about it, they have to look at the dates, they have to do that. So the fast action bonuses are not necessarily as good. I think the first three we'll get works better for something like that, because that time pressure is really hard for something like that. A digital thing, So, but the first three, I'm going to do this extra thing of blah. And don't you want to be one of the first three? Yeah.
Right.
That's what I would say. But congratulations on deciding what was right for you and then making an offer and feeling good about it. Absolutely. And you will get your people.
Yeah, I think I will.
You will definitely get your people.
Yeah.
I know you will.
Certainly had fun planning it. Right? I had fun planning it and just picturing, how I could help them. And
when is it going to be?
So I'd like to have in the summer here. So in the summer here would be in a long time, though. So,
But wait
a
minute.
The
These people need help now. How could you plan it for the summer here? You have to do it
I know.
Soon.
Well, that's the whole online program part. So that's the part I didn't talk about, is that we're also going to do the whole, we're going to do the online gut rebuilding and assessments and everything, and the do it, like everything we talked about on the phone and on our call last week. And then have the retreat afterwards.
So here's the deal, right? Yeah. You've offered them an online program, and the bonus is the retreat. And we're going to have a conversation about what the upsell is at that retreat, so that it makes it worthwhile for you. So that's fine, but you have to lead with it. This online program of gut repair that also has this amazing retreat.
Right.
Makes sense?
Right, makes sense.
It's even more of a steal now. Yeah, so lead with that.
Right.
Your next step, you've been in this program, your next step is to go really deep with the gut repair and make a case for why they need to go deep with the gut repair. I can only take 10 because the way I decided to do this is I want it to be very intimate. And so hurry up and get your applications in. And it's also going to include this amazing retreat where we're going to do this, and this.
Right.
Okay? And that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. But make sure you lead that way. And I would lay out, how you want to do it. And if you want me to look at it, just send it to me. And I'll look at how you do it. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely. Please. All of you.
Awesome.
You know, that's part of our deal here is anything you need me to review. I mean, you can't send me something and say, hey, I'm going live with this in 2 hours. Can you review this? Because the likelihood of me being able to get to it that quickly is not going to be there. But you give me the lead time and you tell me what the piece is you want me to look at, what the objective is of this piece, and I can give you feedback. Please do, because I want you to build this. Okay?
Thank you.
I want you to fill this. You will fill this. You will fill this. We will plan out the emails that you have to do. You will fill this.
Okay. Yay. I feel better.
Okay? Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Absolutely, totally. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you for kicking my butt.
Yeah. I'm going to kick your butt. You paid me to kick your butt. I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's not very easy to deal with me with, like, the personal, the interpersonal stuff. Like, I get, like, concepts really easily, but sometimes I struggle with the people part. And so I appreciate you, and I also appreciate Jane, actually, for taking me through a lot of this learning that I've done this year. So thank you.
You've done a lot of learning. You've come a long way. You've launched this very successful program that everybody loves, that you should have charged 3 times the price for, but and could have, and for the value you gave people. And it's all learning, and that's where we start. And you get more and more confidence. And I think that, seriously, the main thing for you is working on that self-confidence, working on the I have value and, oh, my God, these people are getting great benefit, and feeling really confident and strong about that. And that's a piece that just takes time to learn. Some people are born with it. You know, they have absolutely no skill, but they're able to sell with you on how great they are. There are people like that. We all know those people. You're like, oh, my God, how do they do that? Like, oh. There are people who are selling, like, things, very light things, like I can read your body, I can read your energy, I can tell you what, you know, and just pay me $5,000. And I'll tell you all this. And people go for it. Why? Because of the confidence with which it is expressed. Because you're getting at what that person really needs at the moment. They will pay a lot of money for what they perceive they really need when they feel the benefit. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're extraordinarily talented. You just need to realize that. Everybody here will tell you that. Does anybody disagree that Steph is extraordinarily talented? Does everybody agree with that?
I agree. Mega.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Lisa.
And very,
very
amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So thank you for sharing and being vulnerable. And please, I will be very mad if you don't send me what you've got and what you're writing and what you want, because I want to help you to create that whole sequence to make it really pop.
Cool, thank you.
I tend to be best, not at converting on webinars, I tend to be best at converting after a webinar. We went from 20 people on our first webinar. You know, by the end of the second webinar, we only had 75 people. By the end of the whole thing, we had 375.
Awesome.
So I can help you with that. I can help you with that. And you helped me with the webinar, so thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're totally welcome. So let's move on to Lisa. So Lisa, hello, Lisa.
Yeah, hi. I've been intensely listening to everybody, and I could really connect to what Jane was saying, because I experienced living somewhere that didn't suit me. So sometimes, Jane, it is the geography. So if you can ever change it, do. I don't know what your circumstances are, but I empathize with you. And also with Allison and your VAs, I don't have a whole group of VAs, but I have to redo my website. And I spoke to Dr. Marie about that 2 weeks ago in my one-on-one. And I've got to change things, but I've got to upgrade it at the same time. And now hearing all this, I've decided to go with the Swiss guy who has always been helping me, as opposed to delving into this territory, this unknown territory of VAs. I think it's hit and miss. And I'd rather pay a little bit more for a known quantity, I think, at this point, and get it done,
right,
as opposed to trying to find something that's less expensive, and in the end, it costs me more because it's not what I want or whatever. So thank you. I learned. It helped me make a decision now. But I really feel blocked because I also feel not good enough or not qualified. I feel that, you know, Steph is really original, and her program, I enrolled in her program. Part of it was to support her because we're in this group, and part of it was I wanted to learn because, you know, I'm just a student. I'm just a nerdy student, and I did learn a lot, so thank you. And I just feel like, you know, she did something so original, and I feel like I stand on the, you know, shoulders of giants, and I bring together a lot of information and knowledge maybe like a curator or a researcher, but I don't feel it's original, you know? So when I put a program together, I feel like it's not really original. Like her, I mean, really, Steph's program, I think, was original. And I've got to, I've really blocked that. The next stage is I've got to get onto online programs and group programs, and I don't know. I just don't believe that I can do it. I think that's really holding me back. But and I also think it's not original, you know. And
it doesn't always have to be original, okay? Just to let you know, yes, Steph took an original take on a common topic, but she had original bent to it. So it's a matter of looking at all the things. Like, I do thyroid, I do adrenals, I do, you know, a basic digestion, you know, not what Steph does, and I do blood sugar. My blood sugar balancing program, I would say, is original because the approach I take. Nobody else is doing it that way with having people self-assess, et cetera. But the other programs I'm doing are not, you know, they're not that original. It's like, okay. So you have to really just feel confident that there's enough room for a lot of different approaches. And people are going to resonate with you. They may not resonate with Josh Axe or somebody who's really good at marketing and maybe doesn't have that kind of same appeal, right? You've got that appeal. You're going to appeal to people, specific people that really want to understand what's going on and go deep. Same with me. I don't resonate that well with, you know, somebody who just wants to know basic nutrition. Like, okay, what should I eat? What shouldn't I eat? And let's just do that for 8 weeks. They want to dig deep, and they've been digging for a long time. And so you tend to attract people with chronic, difficult illnesses. And that's where you set yourself apart, is how you deal with that chronic stuff.
Yeah,
and we can work on some original languaging around that, but it doesn't have to be an original program per se. But it's going to be original because each time you take somebody through it, you're getting into their unique needs.
Yeah, and I like this idea of having a small group to be able to give them more. But I also wanted to say about the strategy session. I learned a lot. I have used. I used to speak to people without charging them, and I didn't convert. Most people that I spoke to, or maybe some of them I did, but, you know, I just didn't know how to do that. And since I did the strategy sessions and people pay a nominal fee, it's 65 euros or something, they've always signed up then. Well, I've just started doing them, but they've, you know, they've signed up for the programs. And what I use is your wording for your questionnaire that you have on the retreat, and I merged it with Bill Barron's Master of Enrollment stuff, you know, and just kind of played around with it there. So it's kind of like a script that it helps me. I don't stick to it verbatim, but it really helps me because sometimes I get carried away in people's story. They start telling me a lot, and I forget to take them on, you know, and then close, you know, do those the process. And and it was great. The guy I was speaking to on Saturday, you know, I asked him, you know, what he really wanted. He just kept coming up with things that he wanted. It was just fantastic. And I was able to give him tips and things like that. And I'm sending him to his doctor for, you know, blood tests or whatever. So they do get things from me. But I also feel good about it. And it helped me a lot in being able to speak to people. So I'm, you know, grateful for the internal changes that I've made, but I really have to get through my blocks and get onto the online programs because that's the only way I'm going to be able to really leverage my time and earn proper money because the three-month programs are great. I get paid more, but I spend so much time. Just because the way I do things is too time-intensive. I can't practice any other way, so it's better if I start to do group programs.
That's the style. And that's good because you recognize that's who you are, right? You're not going to be somebody who gives people fluff and feels good about it at the end of the day. You're going to go deep, and you're going to provide them with that level of deep. And I love that that strategy session model works for you because that's what worked for me. You charge them a nominal fee. So first of all, you get rid of the tire kickers, like, oh, free strategy session, I'll just join. You know what I mean? They paid a little bit of money. You're giving them a little bit of stuff. You have to because you've charged them, so you have to give them one or two steps that they could take away and maybe a downloadable handout or something so they have the value. And then they're more inclined to know, okay, I spent this much money with her, and look at what she gave me. Holy cow, imagine what she's going to give me for this 3 months of having her just, like, in my case. That's going to be awesome. and then much more likely to say yes. So I like that model too. I've never done the free strategy sessions except for in the process of launching these programs, the longer program.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how
I like,
can I best support you right now?
Sorry, what?
In this moment. How can I best support you right now in this moment? Like, what do you need right now?
Well, I think when we speak one-on-one, I've got to just push get my butt kicked as well, just to get onto the online programs and get over my fear that I really can't do it or whatever. I am trying to participate more online. I'm listening a lot. I do have to talk more just to familiarize myself with how things work online, because I haven't been participating, you know. And but yeah, that's just the next thing. But I get my website done, and then I'd be ready, actually, you know, to.
You don't have to have a website done to be ready. So I'm going to give you a model of making money and filling a short, my very first group coaching call program online, and other than the green card, but that's different. What I did was I decided, and the coach gave me this idea, and I said, okay, I'm going to run with it. I decided to offer a small group program online. It had 12 people in it, 6 people at one level, 6 people at the other. At the high level, those 6 people got one-on-one coaching at some number of one-on-one coaching calls over the course of the 3-month period with me. At the base level, they got the same, like the same number of calls as the other group, but they did it in a group, like we're doing right now with 6 people, right? So it's a small group you're able to connect with. In addition, they got the quote-unquote curriculum, which I made up as I went along. I did not have made up. We did a series of just live calls where I presented specific things I wanted everybody to know, okay, the basic stuff. And it was a basic. It was 90 days to vibrant energy. Is that unique? No, it's like it's pretty improve your energy. But I went through all the different things that could support their energy, and I can probably find, if I dig, the stuff we did for that program. It was very basic and elementary compared to what I do now, because I just did slides that were not very pretty and all this. But I basically presented some stuff. I gave them an assignment for the week. I sent an email follow-up with an assignment for the week. And we posted the stuff to on a page. It wasn't a membership site. It was a single page that had sequentially everything that was in the program. And the way I filled it was to make phone conversations. Actually, I at the time had someone else make the calls and say, hey, Dr. Rita Marie hand-selected you from, you know, her list and thought you might be interested in something new that she's coming up with that's geared towards helping you improve your energy. Are you interested in setting up a time to talk? She set up strategy sessions for people, and then I told them about the program. I asked them questions. I did the Bill Bearing kind of thing, this before I knew it about that, but I kind of asked them, you know, what are some of your issues, what's holding you back? And then from there, I made them an offer. I said, you'd be a great candidate for this program that's coming up. There were some people she set up strategy sessions for, and I said, you know, I just don't think you're a good candidate for this. But, of course, that made them interested. Well, what is it? Well, maybe I would be a good candidate. You know, it's almost like they're like, what do you mean I won't be a good candidate? I want to be a good candidate. So then I presented it. The price point was very low. It was, I think it was $800 for the group coaching and $1,500 for the one-on-one. And, of course, you can structure it however you want. You don't have to do it the way I did it. But if you wanted it to just be a group call, the first group program, you don't do the one-on-ones, or you make it a little higher price point and you give them each one or two one-on-ones. A lot of possibilities on how you structure it to meet you. But the point was, I didn't do the big sales letter. I didn't do anything but had personal calls to people, told them about the program, and got them enrolled. And we got 12 people. We actually got 13 because we had one more that wanted to be in it and begged and pleaded, and we did it. So you can do that kind of thing. And that gives you a sense of how to do it. Helps you to create the materials as you go through. So then you can make a larger group program. A lot of those materials have formed the basis for other programs that I just enhanced upon and then created the larger group program. But it's really valuable to do a small group like that, and people got amazing results.
I think it would be better for me to start small and then expand, because I'm overwhelmed with all these big webinars and all this stuff, you know.
Great. So that's what we'll do. We will chat on our next full coach, and we'll lay that out. Like, how many people do you want? What do you want the topic? How long do you want to be? What do you want to do? Yeah. How much do you want to price it at? And then you just start making calls to people. You know I spoke to you, and we had this thing, and at that time I only had this, and it was a little beyond your budget. I want to check in with you. Are you still experiencing some of those energy problems? And here's how I can support you now moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a good next step for me.
Yeah, and even if you took six people in a group program, charging them each $1,000, and you did it for 3 months, right? It's a small percentage of what you get one-on-one. They're going to get the benefit. You all know the benefit of having small groups. It's the exchange and interchange. You include one one-on-one session with them at the beginning because you get to know them a little bit better. And you got it.
Yeah. Oh, no, that sounds great. I think that's a good place for me to start. Yes.
Okay. Good. I'll try to dig out before our next call all the whatever I did, whatever letters I wrote, whatever I had describing it, and we'll see, and I'll share it with everybody once I find it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, that's great.
You're another
Lisa,
one.
Lisa,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Lisa, this is Jane. I did the exact same thing. I had no online, nothing, and I enrolled 20 people in my very first cleanse from existing contacts and clients from one email.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. And if you have enough people on your list, if you have more than a few hundred, or you have a few hundred, or even more than a few dozen, you can start with an email. And then you can follow it up with a phone call. You can say, hey, let me know if you might be interested in setting up a time to chat about this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then if you get something like that going and you have something like that that's going on a regular basis, right? Oh, we have another one of those groups starting in, you don't want to do the one-on-one, $6,000 program. Great. Here's what I can do. We have spot opening in our next, whatever, we can start you down and you can do this. Or it could be something you could have on an ongoing basis that's a downsell.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even be able to set it up so that because it's custom enough with six people that you can have rolling enrollments. And I know people who do that. They just get them into the group.
Well, that sounds really good.
Spot.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that frees your time up from all the one-on-ones.
Yeah, and that gives me some constant income as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And you set up the content to flow them through. This is what you want them to learn first. This is what you want them to learn second. The calls are about how did you do with that? How are you doing with those, gluten-free recipes that I provided you there? How are you struggling with? What can I support you with? So it's not going to be the in-depth lab reading, et cetera, thing that you're doing with the people who are paying you for the other. And then you can always have a natural upsell from there for people who you feel like need more. They've got the basics covered, and now they need to go into the more in-depth. Because a lot of times people just need to have the basics covered before you start going into fancy, all the organic acid tests and all that. Because, they're going to have crappy tests because they're eating crap, right? And you get them to do the sleep. You get them to do the good stuff. You get them to get a good breakfast in. You can come up with those lessons, which we've already started to brainstorm. And then you can just create that, and then you have this ongoing curriculum that you've developed that then you can evolve to a big group program should you want to step into that in the future.
Yeah. No, I'd like to step into the big group programs, but, I just don't, I'm a long way away from there, So I've got to start small. That's what I think.
Yeah. Start small, and then you go, and it's not necessarily a long way away.
Yeah.
Because you build the confidence, you build the material. And
But
right now it seems like a big stretch, a big cavern to cross from now doing this intensive one-on-one stuff with people to big group programs. So this interim is to start with a small group, an intimate group. Then you can go to a 20-person group like Jane did, and then you can get into bigger groups.
Okay. Well, that sounds manageable.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It is. Right? Good. And you already have a lot of the steps underway, like with that little gluten-free course you started and It's just and you build the course as you give it, right? You just stay a little bit ahead on the development, because then you can adapt it. You know, people really, I thought they needed this next, but whoa, I think they need this next.
Okay. Yep. That sounds good.
Okay. Super. Great. Well, we are at time, slightly over time, and I need to get dressed and make it my way to the airport. So, any last sharings? Like, I'd love to go around and just have one thing, maybe one thing that you learned from somebody else's share. And just, I would love to walk away with, like, one action step that you're going to take as a result of this call. So just, I'll start at the top again. What's one thing that you're going to do, either as a result of this call or just in general, that you were already planning to do? But what's an action step that you want to be held accountable to? And then what you learned, what's one thing that was a good insight, aha, that you got today? So Jane?
My action step is clearing my calendar, getting rid of projects that don't serve me. And then, you know, I guess an aha is that, you know, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one in fear or in doubt. And just move forward.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good luck with that. And good luck with the spiritual retreat that you're doing. I think it's awesome. I think it's great for you to be doing that. Allison.
My steps are going to be, I'm going to phone those damn people, and I've seen when I can fit a clinic in on Friday. So I'm going to phone those people. I'm going to get off my backside. And my ahas are how easy it is to fit a small group program. And I'm just going to do it. Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah, great. So I want a more specific commitment. So how many of those people are you going to phone up tomorrow? Because you're already at the end of your day, but how many are you going to phone up tomorrow? You're going to start with what, three a day?
Tomorrow's my GP day. Tomorrow's my GP day. So it'll be Wednesday, and I'll phone three up.
Three of them,
because
perfect.
I've got other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot an email in, you know, the Facebook group or on Skype or something. We should create like a little Skype group that's just for the five of us. That we can just like quick little things that can go straight in there. It's not worthy of having a whole separate Facebook group. But does everybody do Skype or have access to Skype? Because that could be something helpful. Skype groups work really well.
I thought that would be a good idea.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I will set that up. It's easy enough to set up. I'll just take one of you and add the rest of you to it, so it's easy enough. I'm not sure if I have your Skype, Jane. I don't know if we've ever Skyped. I have everybody else's.
It's just jane.guyette.
Okay, good. I'll add you. All right, so Steph, takeaway and what are you going to commit to?
I had a couple, really good takeaways from everybody. I would say probably Allison talking about those eight people that she needs to get back to, and I can just sense this kind of feeling of like overwhelm from her and not having like the time to get back to them.
Right.
And I'm contrasting that with the people that I'm not getting back to, and I feel like I just need to get back to people. Oh my God, I just saw a humpback whale. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, where are you?
That was so beautiful. Oh, we're on the beach. Oh.
Good for you.
Oh, so the difference between, actually having a full schedule, because I think Allison actually has a full schedule, and me avoiding stuff. It's just that contrast was just crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh
my God, he's doing his tail. The tail is okay. Sorry. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, that's okay. So your takeaway, one of the things you're going to commit to, and then you go back to the whales, is what?
Okay, so I am going to commit to actually following through with those people that wanted more information, and with sending out emails as a follow up to my offer, so it's not just like a thing I'm just letting go of. Like, I'm actually going to follow through.
And you're going to send me some copy, right? You're going to send me copy?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye.
And Lisa. Bye.
Oh, Steph is so funny. Anyway, I love that you're at the beach. My takeaway, I connected with a lot of what everybody said, and also agree with Jane that we all have our issues and fears and things that are blocking us and overwhelm, and just different details. And what I'm going to do is contact my web guy and just hand it to him and let him my website has to be upgraded or updated first before I can change it. So I just need to do that now.
And you're going to have to put it in a WordPress site, right, so that you can easily edit it, right, when you want to add?
I don't know if it's going to be WordPress or not, but it needs to be, easy for smartphones, and et cetera, and it just needs to be technically updated.
I would have a serious talk with him, though, about WordPress, just because from search engines and all, you're going to get better traction there. So you'd have a blog as one part, WordPress as the other. It definitely gets better, because Google is, favoring WordPress sites because they're dynamic.
Okay?
And then you can definitely post easily. So talk to him about that. Have a conversation. Don't go into it blindly. It's one thing to use somebody who's familiar, but don't go into it blindly. Make sure that you're really clear what he's proposing, and if you have any questions about it, run it by me.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay,
thanks.
Sure. Right. Okay, everybody, thank you for being here. Thanks for the flexibility of moving the time, and we will talk again real soon. Bye now.
Good, and have a great
time.
Thank
you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great time. Thank you. I can't wait to do that. Bye.